This practice involves noticing something good in the background of awareness and moving it to the foreground. You'll be applying this process to one part of your experience, feelings. For this guided practice, as with all the other guided practices in this audiobook, be in a comfortable place and don't be driving. Here we go. 1. Have. While you are listening here, various feelings are naturally operating in the back of your mind related to this audiobook or to other things. They could be mild or subtle, and they might include negative feelings, but probably at least one or more of these feelings is positive, such as calm, confidence, basic well-being, or warm feelings toward others. Take a moment to be quiet with yourself and listen to what's murmuring in the back of your mind. Find a feeling you like and focus on it. 2. Enrich. Once a positive feeling is in the foreground of your awareness, stay with it. Let it get more intense if possible, and feel it in your body. 3. Absorb. Meanwhile, get a sense that the feeling is sinking into you as you sink into it. Open to this feeling and receive it. How do you feel after doing this practice? Take a moment to replay this process to deepen your sense of moving things from the back to the front of your mind. All right. Liking and wanting. Once you start having a good experience, a natural tendency is to want to keep hold of it. But if you do this, you're no longer flowing with the experience and are instead standing apart from it, trying to freeze and possess it. Then there is no more good experience. It's like listening to music. If you hear a great riff and try to replay it in your mind while the song continues, the enjoyment goes out of the music. Therefore, the art is to like the good experience without wanting it. Liking involves enjoying, appreciating, and relishing. By wanting, I mean drivenness, insistence, compulsion, pressure, grasping after, getting attached to, craving, and clinging. In your subcortex and brainstem, connected but separate circuits handle liking and wanting. This means you can like something without wanting it, such as enjoying the taste of ice cream while still turning down a second serving after a big meal. People can also want something without liking it, such as the ones I've seen mechanically pulling the slot machine handle over and over in a casino, hardly seeming to care if it pays off. Liking what's pleasant is natural, and there's no harm in it. The trouble comes when we want things that aren't good for us or for others, such as wanting to drink too much or to win arguments at any cost. Trouble also comes when what we want is good, but how we try to get it is bad. For example, I want to get to work on time, good, but I often drive too fast to get there, bad. And honestly, I think there is trouble in the sheer experience of wanting itself. Notice what it feels like to want, to have a strong sense of desire, to be driven toward a goal. The Norse root of the word want means lack. Wanting is different from inspiration, aspiration, commitment, intention, ambition, or passion. Can you aim high and work hard without getting caught up in drivenness? Based on a deficit or disturbance, wanting activates the reactive mode of your brain and feels contracted and stressful. Consider this saying, liking without wanting is heaven, while wanting without liking is hell. The practical takeaway here is to enjoy your experiences as they flow through you without getting attached to them, and to pursue good ends with good means without becoming driven about it. When you notice something good in your experience, gently encourage it to last without trying to hold on to it. Your brain tends to keep looking for something new to want. By repeatedly taking in experiences that you like without tipping into wanting them, you could gradually undo the habit of wanting itself. Low-hanging fruit. It's quite remarkable to recognize that your awareness in any moment usually contains some positive elements. Unless you're overwhelmed by something terrible, in your stream of consciousness right now are aspects of the peace, contentment, and love you've always wished for. With just a little use of attention, good experiences are available to you throughout the day. They're like low-hanging fruit that you only have to notice. As soon as you notice them, yum, they're delicious. Most of the good experiences you are already having are like small, sweet cherries. A relaxing breath, a good intention, a pleasant sight or sound, or a shared joke with a friend. Whenever you like, you can nibble on these experiences simply by noticing them and letting them nourish you. Even awareness itself, a kind of space that holds all the parts of your experience, has positive aspects that you can always notice. A TV screen is not changed by either the beautiful or the ugly images it shows. Similarly, awareness is never stained or damaged by what passes through it. This gives awareness an inherent quality of reliability and tranquility. Even if you are depressed or in great pain, you can find refuge and relief in the awareness that contains these and any other difficult contents of mind.